Thank you very much. Once again, I'd like to welcome everyone for coming. Busy time of the year, graduations, a lot of action. I decided to talk about a topic which is coming up, especially since this is the last new topic of the year. I figure I'll touch on the halachas of 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av, now. And really, it's something which was Nogea, comes about in the Parsha this past week. In fact, I saw an interesting story. One of these tzaddikim from Yerushalayim, his name was Zundel Kreuzer, was walking the streets of Yerushalayim, and people that knew him saw him. His face was down. He looked troubled. And someone asked him, Rav Zundel, what's the matter? A long face. He says, it was already Thursday, Friday week. He's like, a shvera week. Tzaddik, and he's talking about people come to him with their tzaros. What happened this week? Unfortunately, more people come to you. Did you hear some horrible story of some tzara, some personal plight that somebody had? Zundel, after a few times mumbling, a shvera week, says, das is Parsha Shalach. Parsha Shalach is a shvera week. You look at the Torah, you look what happened to the Jewish people. They sent these meraglim, and they came back with this negative report about Eretz Yisrael, and unfortunately it swayed the masses. Because of that, within that generation, there was tremendous death and disappointment. That generation never saw what it means to go into Eretz Yisrael. But further from that, the bigger punishment, which we unfortunately all reap the ramifications of, is Tisha B'Av. The day that the Bnei Yisrael cried, that night, it was the night of Tisha B'Av. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, At l'chiyam v'chisam l'chiyah shalchinam chayecha, swear that you're going to cry something for a meaningful thing, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And that date of Tisha B'Av was forever sealed. I shouldn't say the word forever. That day of Tisha B'Av was sealed from then on up to current history to be a day of tragedy. You go through the history, it's well known that there are many tragic events which had happened or the seeds of it happening on Tisha B'Av. And obviously the most ones that we focus on the most are destruction of the two Bate Mikdash, which happened on Tisha B'Av. So we all know Tisha B'Av, unfortunately, for being a day of sadness, a day of mourning. Still, I guess you call paying back the mistake from this week's Parsha, from the Shvera Parsha, of the Meraglim. What I would like to focus the shir on today is something a little less known. We know Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, is this tragic, horrible day. What about the tenth of Av? What do we know about the tenth of Av? And today, I hope to come to provide some interesting insight to some very, perhaps, unknown aspects of the tenth of Av. Now, I'd first like to go over the basic halachas as a quick review and a background to today's share. We know that, let's start from the Ashkenazic world, from the fast of Shavuos B'Tammuz and on, begins different restrictions in terms of what we call the 3 weeks of Avelos for the Korban. It intensifies in the Ashkenazic world on from what we call the 9 days, from Rosh Chodesh Av and on. And really, there's another Madrega It's more chomer, or we call Shvua Shechalbo, the week of Tisha B'Av itself. And then Tisha B'Av itself, obviously with all its five inuyim, five things one is not allowed to do, engage in on Tisha B'Av. In the Sephardic world, it's a little bit different in that the Mechaber does not talk about starting from the 3 weeks. Really, it's something that's Rosh Chodesh, or more really Shavuot Shechalbo, that's brought about. But there's also the halachas of the 10th of Av. So 10th of Av is a time period from Motzei Tisha B'Av on a normal year, from Motzei Tisha B'Av, the evening after Tisha B'Av, through the next day. Now, what are those halachas? Now, I regret I did not put this on the sheets. I actually have four different sightings of the Shulchan Aruch, but that's going to be for later. But in Tav Kuf Nun Ches, I'll read to you outside. It says, B'Tisha B'Av L'Eis Erev, Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, Hitzitzo Eish Be'Heichal V'Nisrav Ashkia Sachama B'Yom Asiri. The Beis HaMikdash burnt. It started on Tisha B'Av, and we'll see the Gemara soon that talks about this. It started on Tisha B'Av, but it really burnt through Shkia, through the end of the day of the 10th. U'mipnei kach mina kasher, it's a proper minug, shelo lecho basar v'lo lishtos yayin b'lel asiri v'yom asiri. The Mechaber brings down, it's a mina kasher. It's a good minhag not to have meat, not to have wine from the night of the 10th, Motzei Tisha B'Av, through the day of the 10th. That's what the Mechaber writes. So there, it's a minhag, not a halacha, not perhaps the same as some other aspects, but there's a minhag on the 10th of Av not to have any meat and not to have any wine. Because of the fact that Beis HaMikdash was still burning. The Ramah adds two aspects. V'yish machmirim al chatzos hayom. Really, it's till chatzos, because we use the concept of mixas hayom kekulo, or not fully mixas hayom, sometimes we use that even less than that. But we go about it till chatzos, so practically, not sure how many people like having fleishik for breakfast, but kids sometimes do that. But there's no wine and meat until chatzos. That's the first halacha. I'll stop here for a moment. Obviously, this idea of meat, Mishabura adds, Sudas Mitzvah is different. Usually you don't have people getting married, you know, the night of Tisha B'Av, but different Sudas Mitzvahs, a bar mitzvah or something, would be mutter. The Mishabrua adds, V'hu adin shal lirchots b'merichot l'sapar l'chabetz al-chatzos. By a normal week, where Motzei Tisha B'Av is a regular day, not Thursday, by a normal week, there we say, that Motzei Tisha B'Av, you've been waiting to wash your clothes for 9 days, you have to wait another part of a day. And there we say that you can't bathe, you can't shower, you can't haircut, you can't wash your clothes until the morning, chatzos. And the one exception they do say is if Motzei Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av came out on a Thursday, so Motzei Tisha B'Av is basically Erev Shabbos. So in such a scenario, then there's a heter for bathing, showering, haircuts, and washing clothes. There is no heter, though, for meat and wine. Okay, so that's on a basic year, the 10th of Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber talks about wine and meat. And Mishabura adds, it would apply to all these other aspects of washing, bathing, haircuts. But Lakavit Shabbos, that wouldn't apply. Now, this is all in the Ashkenazic world. In the Sephardic world, I checked up that Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, the author of the Sefer Shal Tshuvas Or Letzion, he has that the Sephardim's minog is only to be makbid on basar v'yayin, like the Machaber says, but not to be makbid on haircuts, bathing, washing. You have it good. Not just in the 3 weeks, 9 days. Sephardim have a kula also for Motzei Tisha B'Av, for things other than wine and meat. And the reasoning they say, very interesting, is they want to make a split between something which is avelos and something which is connected with the tainus or the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. Basar v'yayin is how could I have meat and wine when the Beis HaMikdash is burning? So that's something which Machaber brought down. Yeah, that you can't do. But when it comes to washing, that's part of what we call minag avelos. The Machaber's position, according to the Or Letzion, is avelos ends with Tisha B'Av. Washing, bathing, that's a form of avelos. So as soon as Tisha B'Av is over, the avelos is over. There's another reason. The reason why we observe these things on the 10th of Av is not because of avelos. That's because the Beis HaMikdash is burning. So that ends. That's how he explains the Sephardic position. I assume the Ashkenazic position would be, no, both of these factors, whether it's basar v'yayin, hu adin, washing, bathing, shaving, all these are all connected. The forms of avelos, the avelos we have, is connected with the burning of the Beis HaMikdash, and if the Beis HaMikdash is still burning, we can't engage in any of these either. Okay? So that's all in a regular year. The 10th of Av has these minhagim, slightly different in the Ashkenazic world versus the Sephardic world. Slightly different, but forms of minhagim of things that we continue to do till Chatzos of the 10th. One more halacha before we get into my next part of the topic is what happens this year. This year, the actual observance of Tisha B'Av is going to be on the 10th. Tisha B'Av comes out this year on Shabbos. We don't fast Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. So we push off the fast of Tisha B'Av to the 10th. What happens this year, Motzei Tisha B'Av, which really is the 11th? Do we still keep these minhagim of extending things to Chatzos? So here the Ramah writes that on the 11th of Av, we're make on both fronts. In terms of basar v'yayin, which we said is normally asr till chatzos, since Tisha B'Av, it's really the 11th of Av, there's an inyan still to be machmer in basar v'yayin, even though the Beis HaMikdash wasn't burning. By the 11th, it wasn't. It stopped by the 11th. But still connected with the fact that we just went through a Tisha B'Av, there's supposed to be, this is an extension seemingly to the idea of the Min HaKasha before. But the halacha is one should not have meat and wine that night of Motzei, the fast, which again is the night of the 11th. This year, Sunday night, one cannot have meat and wine, Alpi Minog. But however, that only ends at the beginning of the morning. So if you want to have a barbecue for breakfast, Kol Kavod, no problem. You can have it. Additionally, a second kula, a second leniency. I guess they're excited about the barbecue for breakfast. Those type of guys that barbecues for breakfast. But a second leniency is, this year, Motzei Tisha B'Av, even though it's going to be Sunday night, it's not going to be Thursday night, you absolutely are allowed to take haircuts, shave, wash clothing. It's all mutter. Because that minog, to be machmer, only exists on the 10th of Av, but not this year on the 11th.
So the morning of the 11th is when you can have the water.
Yes, the morning of the 11th, they can have the barbecue. They're all happy.
Yes.
Very good question. And it seems that everyone says you could use wine for Havdalah. That's different. That's okay. Even though there is this minhag of not having basar v'yayin, that's viewed as basar v'yayin for pleasure, outside of things. The same way we would allow basar v'yayin for Sudas Mitzvah, we would allow you to use wine to perform the mitzvah. That I saw the post from right now. Very good point. No, you can drink it yourself. On Motzai Tisha B'Av. Right. Sunday evening or any other year, whenever it is, you could do Havdalah on Yayin. Huh? During the 9 days, on the regular Motzai Shabbos, on the 9 days, there is a dispute how one goes about Havdalah. There is a dispute about that. And there are those who say you could drink it. There are those who say that, but they're different shittas. Okay. So that's the background of basic halachas regarding the 10th. So far, what we know about the 10th, it's okay, we know it's the day the Beis HaMikdash burnt, and we know that associated with that, there are certain minhagim that we do. And, okay, I got that. What I'd like to go through now is the Gemara in Tainus, and this is on your sheets. The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chav Tes. Perhaps I'll read through the entire Gemara to get a flow. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in this past week's parsha, "Kasav atisa kol ha'eda v'itnu es kol v'yivchu." The whole congregation got together. They cried. Balaylahu, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osa Yom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya. That day is Gers of Erev Tisha B'Av, but that day, that night, was Tisha B'Av. Amar Lahem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You cry for naught. I'm going to be koveya, I'm going to set up a crying for generations. Chariv abayis perishona. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Iksev, it quotes a pasuk in Malachim, v'chodesh achamishi b'shiva l'chodesh, hishnas hisha esrei, shana l'melech nevuchanetzar, melech bavel. That time, Nevuzaradin, Rava Tabachim, Nevuzaradin, chief butcher, unfortunately what that means, Avad Melech Bavel, Yerushalayim V'Yisraf, Esbeis Hashem. Okay, that's one pasuk depicting the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Iksev, Echodesh HaChamishi, Be'asar LaChodesh, Shas Tesh, Esrei Shana L'Melech, Nevuchanetzar, Melech Bavel, okay, there it has a different date. Tanya, Yef Shalom Rabbi Shiva, Shrikar Nemer Be'eser. Yef Shalom Be'eser, Shrikar Nemer Be'eshiva. Seems you have two psukim, one's focused on being on the 7th, and one's focused being on the 10th. So make up your mind. Is this happening on the 7th? Happening on the 10th. Two psukim, one in Malachim, one in Yirmiyah. HaKetzad, so the Gemara resolves this seemingly contradictory dates. B'shiva nechsu ne'achrei me'hecha. So something happened the 7th. On the 7th, the Gentiles entered the Heichal. V'achlu v'kilku l'bo. And they ate there, and they were makalkal it. They destroyed it. They desanctified it. On the Shvi and the Shmini. On the 7th and the 8th. The Tishi, and on the 9th, some of Chashecha, Yitzisabo Sa'ar. That's when they started to light the flames on the 9th. Vahayidolik Vaholech, it was lit and burning. Kol Yom Kulo for the entire day. Shenemar, O Lanu Kifano Hayom. Woe to us, Kinatsu Tzoli Arev. Fine. So the Gemara basically sets up, Pasuk says the 7th, the Pasuk says the 10th. It started really in the 7th. They breached. They walked into the Heichal already on the 7th. The fire burnt, started to burn on the 9th. And it burnt the entire day of the 10th. Now here's an important line. Two lines from the bottom. V'ayinu da'amar Rabbi Yochanan. O'mali ha'yisi b'yolso ha'adar. Rabbi Yochanan says, if I was there in that generation, lo kavalti el basiri, I would have set up asara ba'av. It will not be Tisha ba'av. Rabbi Yochanan says, I would set up asara ba'av. Why? Because most of the Eichel was burned. What are we marking? We're marking the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. That, for the most part, happened on the 10th. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would be there, I would set up Tisha B'Av, or not Tisha B'Av, the fast, on the 10th. The Gemara explains, okay, so how come we have it on the 9th? V'rabbanan askol d'pranius adifa. It's better for us to start from the beginning of the bad things. Now, really, from the Gemara this itself, it comes out as a machlokas. The Rabbanim say we start at the 9th. We do it at the 9th because that's when it started, the beginning of the pranis. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, let's do it on the 10th because that's when it really burned. Now, really, this machlokas needs further explanation, as I hear people troubled with. If you want to start from the beginning, why are we starting on the 9th? We should really start on the 7th. In fact, that's what the Pesukim in Navi hit upon. It started on the 7th. The Pasuk goes out of its way to mention the 7th. It also mentions the 10th. So in the Pesukim, you talk about the 7th and the 10th. So the Gemara grips it. That's these days that we're focusing on. It seems the machlokas is you put on the 9th, you put on the 10th. But definitely the opinion of the 10th seemingly makes a lot of sense. That's the day when most of the Beis HaMikdash was burned. Okay, so that's the Gemara. There are some explanations given to explain the back and forth in the Gemara, what the basis of the machlokas is. I must mention, I happen to see Rabbi Shapiro's father is safer. Mordechai Shapiro is safer. He has a fascinating pshat. There's an idea. You know, some of the Talmidim over here, the younger Talmidim over here, might remember this. There's a concept called Basar Meikara. Means, you know, say a guy walks in with a baseball bat. Someone throws something off the top of a roof. And then someone has a baseball bat and goes and smashes it before it gets to the bottom. Who's responsible for that broken keli? Is it the guy who threw it off the top of the roof? Or the guy with the baseball bat who's hitting it before it reaches the bottom? So Gemara deals with such a shaila. There's a beautiful tosos in Baba Kama, Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. Do we say we go basar meikara? Do we go after the beginning? When you launched it off the top of a roof, that keli, that vessel is going to break. But practically speaking, it broke the next day. It broke on the bottom when the guy took the baseball bat. So Rabbi Shapiro said, maybe that's part of the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan. Do you go after the beginning? Aschal de pranius. It started here. And once you start the fire burning, it's going to burn. Or do you go after practically? No, it burned on the 10th. We go, who put the potential, the power for it to burn? That was on the 9th. Or the practicality, it burned on the 10th. Fascinating idea. But either way, you see from this Gemara that there is an opinion, strong opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that the best time, the ideal time, we should have set up our fast day is on the 10th. Okay? Now, seemingly, it's a nice idea. It's mentioned in the Gemara. We don't fast in that way. We all know we have Tisha B'Av. We fast on the 9th. And maybe the concept of the Beis HaMikdash burning on the 10th is the background, as we spoke about before, the basis for these Minhagim on the 10th. But really, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is not taken la'alacha. That's the simple, I would say, observation someone will have when you walk away from this Gemara. However, I came across Shaul Shetshuva's Avnei Nezer that has a fascinating, fascinating idea. And it's Nogea right here this year. What happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on the Shabbos? So we know, we're not fasting on Shabbos. Fast day is on Sunday. I have a chakira. I have two ways to look at it. The simple way to look at it is the fast day that we have every year on the 9th. This year we pushed off the fast day to the 10th. Right, for the record, there are other fasts. Only fast that we ever fast on Shabbos is Yom Kippur. There are other fasts, if it happens to fall out on the 10th, on Asar B'Teves, let's say, falls out on Shabbos, we push it off Sunday. Not every fast can fall out, but okay. But let's say a fast fell on the Shabbos, we push it off. So, Tabbat Esther, Yom Machten, other things. So, do we say that, look, we're supposed to fast Tisha B'Av, fast on Shabbos and Tisha B'Av, we push it off to Sunday? Or perhaps, here's the second side. Here's the other way to look at it. On a normal year, we fast on the 9th. If the 9th is Shabbos, there we take Rabbi Yochanan's position. When the 9th is Shabbos, I'm not like pushing off what should have been done yesterday today on Sunday. Rather, we say on a year which the calendar has, Shabbos is the 9th of Av. On that year, Lechachila, we set up the fast to be on the 10th. Why would you say such a thing? Because Rabbi Yochanan says it's a strong basis for it. Do we view this year's Tisha B'Av as yesterday's event pushed off today? Or is it no? It's really today's event. This year, we're observing Tisha B'Av like Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. We're observing Tisha B'Av on the 10th because that is the day which the Beis HaMikdash burnt. That's a question that Avnei Nezer poses. Very, very interesting question. That's really the background of why I call today's share. What is the 10th of Av? Is it the day after? Or perhaps this year, it's the day of? Ah, nice. Lamder shechakira, I should do on the other side of the wall. What's the halachic nafkamina? So I'm glad we have some young people here. Good old bar mitzvah boys. Avnei Nezer clears this chakira, debates this idea for a nice bar mitzvah boy. Let's say a bar mitzvah boy, was his birthday is a 10th of Av. I remember as a kid always learning, you know, that there's some medrash that says Mashiach is going to be born on the 9th of Av. I always used to think as a kid growing up, you should take those kids and put them in incubators, you know, put them away from the rest of the world, hide them in a cave, you know. That kid has potential to be Mashiach. That's what we should do. I realized later that's really what we should do with Aura kids. But anyway, the Avnei Nezer says a nafkamina difference with this idea. How do you view when Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, the 10th of Av, the fast day is the 10th of Av? Is it pushed off to the 10th? Or no, do we say it was set up as a 10th? The nafkamina, the halachic difference, would be by a bar mitzvah boy. He's born on the 10th of Av. If you say the fast was really yesterday, he walks into a new world. He got no chiyuv to fast. He's only bar mitzvah today. Okay, everyone else is fasting. There's some inyan to fast. But the chiyuv was yesterday. They're just making it up today. But if you say that on this year, no, the fast day actually is a 10th of Av. On a year like this, that's when the Chazal set it up. They took Rabbi Yochanan's opinion to set it up on the 10th. So in such a case, he is an absolute chiyuv. No different than everybody else to fast. He's bar mitzvah today in the 10th of Av.
He has an absolute chiyuv to fast on Yom Tov, because that's when the fast is.
Yes?
That could be a real problem, actually, when he goes to get his aliyah in the morning, because he doesn't have a chiyuv to fast that everyone else does, and the lading is only because it's a time to see where
interesting.
Maybe he can't make the bracha for the
Torah. Interesting. It's a very interesting question. Do we give out an aliyah to someone? See, practically, a lot of things are right. We only would give to someone who's fasting. Right, we don't have cases like this. Let's say somebody's sick and he's not supposed to be fasting, but he decides anyway to fast. It's a little funny. I'm not sure he's supposed to do that. This is like one type of scenario where there may not be a chiyuv. He might be fasting anyway. What should you do? Interesting. I'm not sure. Hold on. Shh. We have a whole page through a Mishnah Brurah, which I see you're familiar in. We'll get to those. But this is a question that the Avnei Nezer himself debated. And did not necessarily come to a conclusion. Not clear. I found a source, a Shalos HaTshuvos Rashba. Rashba, we of course know, is a Rishon. And it seems the Rashba himself was debating such a question. And the Rashba writes the following. There's halachic debates, and we'll get to that soon, lahalacha. But the Rashba's talking about, so let's say Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. Right, we push off Tisha B'Av to Sunday. So it means Shabbos is the 9th of Av. Can we conduct ourselves on Shabbos this year like any other Shabbos or not? So, Zok the Rashba. So, the question that he was talking about was Dvarim Shabbatzina. Things which you do in the privacy of your home. Private things. One example is Tashra Shemita. Another one, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, of washing oneself. Those are what you call dvarim shebitzina, things you do in the privacy of your home. So in a normal situation, say Rachmolson, someone, you know, has avelos b'Shabbos. So outwardly, we keep Shabbos, the simcha of Shabbos, and one doesn't observe avelos. But within the privacy of one's home, certain things, tashas shemitah, washing, those things, dvarim shebitzina, we're makban on. So the Rashba concludes, nearly, she'ein noeg shum avelos. We have no avelos whatsoever this year on the 9th of the Av, when it's Shabbos. The Gemara on Tainit says, ma'al shulchan ha'kasuda shlomo b'shaito. The Gemara says you could have the most elaborate suda, what we call suda shlomo ha'melach, on Shabbos. Don't hold back anything. It's Shabbos. You could have whatever you want. The avelos, and the Gemara's reasoning is the avel shishana shani. An old avelos is different. There's a difference between an avelos, which Rachmolosan, someone's observing over the death of a family member, that's a fresh avelos. But Tisha B'Av is called avelos yishana. It's an old avelos. It's an old avelos you're keeping, and therefore we're more makel when it comes to Shabbos. But look at the next line, which is in bold. The Choshekein, the Lagabi Akura Mitishi V'ukma Basiri. Certainly, in this situation where we completely uproot Tisha B'Av, the fasting, the Avelos, from the 9th, and we place it on the 10th, based on the fact that we Kara Yurai Lakova Basiri, can it eat the Hasam, like the Gemara says in Titus. Sounds like clearly from the Rashba is taking the second, I would say more Kiddush Dekstah, that when we have like this year, the fat Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, it's not viewed we push off yesterday's fast to Sunday. No. Chazal, in this scenario, we go like Rabbi Yochanan, and we set up the fast to begin with, on Sunday. And therefore on Shabbos, there's absolutely no avelos you should have.
Today is not Tisha B'Av. Tomorrow is the fast day that we're observing. So therefore, the Rashba's opinion is, on that Shabbos, you can fully engage both publicly and privately in a regular Shabbos, and there's no need for any form of Avelos, because the Avelos is specifically on Sunday. So according to the Rashba, there would be a chiyuv then for that bar mitzvah boy on the 10th to fast, because the real fast day is today, not yesterday. Quite fascinating. It's Beferish or Rashba. Yes.
Do you have such a thing? You have an Amora who's saying that the Tanoim asked in the Halacha or Rabbanan, and we go like the Amora.
Very good question.
It's an amazing Kiddush.
Yeah, it is an amazing Kiddush. But I think there was both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan agree there's something here. The only the machlokas between them. Put aside the Shapiro's fancy shatim. But really, everyone says there's something here on the 9th we can focus on and something on the 10th. So even though normally we covey it on the 9th, it's no stretch. It's more of a Kiddush than other time. But it's not such a stretch to say we're using that basis, the fact that base of Middush was burning on the 10th, to be what we set up in this year, L'Achila, as a fasting. There's something there.
That one would agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
But take care. Ariovan wasn't actually arguing. He just said, in the score, I said, okay. He said, Lou Yitzur, I had been there, I would have done it the other way. But
right.
He wasn't there, and he didn't do it the other way. He says himself.
Right. He didn't have the power to do
this. To be on the 9th. Lou Yitzur, I had been there, I would have been Covey on the 10th. He said, what's Covey on the 9th? We're just saying that the Svaro,
Okay. Now, the Rashba does clearly seem to take his second position. However, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of your sheets, Imachal Tesbav B'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, like this year, Mutar B'Kulon, it's Mutar to engage, you can eat meat, drink wine, everything, Afil B'Tashem Shamita, even marital relations, even what we call Dvar Mishabitzina, private things. However, the Ramah Paskins, that's the Machaber. That Machaber is based on what? The Shal Shetshuvas Rashba. However, the Ramah writes, V'yesh Oshim Tasha Shemita V'chein Nohagim. The Ramah writes that one would have to keep Dvarim Shabbatzina V'chein Nohagim, and this is the Ashkenazic Minog. That position seemingly is arguing. So Pashtos, what comes out of here, is granted that Rashba took this position, that really we set up the fast this year on the 10th. But there's another position, and no, on such a year, you still keep Dvarim Shabbatzina on Tisha B'Av. In fact, this is the Ashkenazic Pesach. Why? It must be really the fast really is Tisha B'Av. We happen to push it off to Sunday because we can't fast on Shabbos. But really, it's Tisha B'Av. And therefore, on Shabbos, it's proper, maybe not public displays, but in private, to keep aspects of. So halach l'maisa, this debate seemingly is a machlokas. It's one spot. Okay, good. Good. Perhaps I'll need a move like that in a moment. Now,
I'd like to bring another machlokas. So far, at face value, it looks like this idea, are we pushing off Tisha B'Av to Sunday? Or no, this year, the fast really is a 10th. Seemingly, the Rashba takes, the Rashba's black and white. He's taking that second position. But seemingly, the Machaber Ramah are arguing within this machlokas. Let me show you something else. If you turn to the back of your sheets, there's another very interesting machlokas. And this is okay, everybody, Ashkenazim and Sephardim, important to halacha. We mentioned before that there are certain chumras we take on what we call Shvua Shechalbo, the week of Tisha B'Av. The week of Tisha B'Av, aside from the day of Tisha B'Av itself, is the most chumra. The week that Tisha B'Av is in, you know, sometimes people, when they make siyums, they do different things. So sometimes people are more nervous to do it on Shavuot Shechalbo. They rather do it the week before. If it comes out, let's say Tisha B'Av comes out on a Tuesday. So different things, they'll maybe try to schedule the first week. But like the second week, Shavuot Shechalbo, people are more nervous. What happens this year? This year, Tisha B'Av is when? Well, the 9th is on Shabbos. The fast day is on the 10th. Which week is Shavuot Shechalbo? Is it from the first Sunday on? Because Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, it's the 9th. Or do we say, you lucked out. Tisha B'Av is on, the real fast is on Sunday. And there is no Shavuot Shechalbo. What does one say? So,
what do we do when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos the week before, on Matzei Shabbos, with Vinom?
Oh, you're the Vinom guy.
Rebbe was going to be the Vinom guy anyway, so it's okay.
There are certain things you always scratch your head. Am I saying Vinom today? What's that about?
We know there's a question of how many days
there are.
Hold
on. So the Machaber brings down. Josh, if one day I'll be able to make a share about just V Noam and people will listen, oh boy, figure out an hour's worth of material on V Noam.
30
Shurim
next week.
Okay. So the Machaber in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, like most things, brings machlokas. There are those who say that this year there is no din of Shavuot Shechalbo because Tisha B'Av, the fast, is on Sunday. And there are others that say no. That you have it the whole week because Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. So seemingly, once again, you find in halacha two opinions dating back to this debate that we had. However, upon further review, the call does not stand. I'll tell you why. The Torah, who he himself takes the more home, he takes the opinion that we do have a Shavuot Shechalbo this year. The Torah writes, my opinion is only a chumra ba'alma. Really, me'ikar adin, the other side is correct.
And Reb Yosef himself held the other way.
Oh, so I want to ask on the Torah, but
Reb Yosef himself said that you had to have Tash Shemitah on that Shabbos.
Right.
Is
there a Safik Derayta or Derabbanan? Ooh, so Pashpav uses the Derabbanan. So all Derabbanan. So in that sense, where the Torah happens to say, right. Yes. So people do ask here seemingly a stira between these two halachas. Rabbi Shaffrin is hitting on it. That it's a little funny. We mentioned before that this chakira seems to be machlokas between Mechaber on one side and the Rama on the other. And the Torah, in fact, takes the first opinion before. And over here, it looks like the Torah himself is admitting that really the fast day is on Sunday. So make up your mind. So I came across a nice answer. I believe Elie Bar Finkel has a brand new sefer on Mo'adim. So he talks about Tisha B'Av. And he brings the following svara. What's the idea of why we have Shavua Shechal Bo? That we're more machmir the week of Tisha B'Av. The answer is, you know, it reminds me a little bit of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Think about the Elul season. Right? We start from Rosh Chodesh Elul, blowing shofar, saying L'David, doing some things. And then we have Slichos, Sfaradim have Slichos right away. Ashkenazim, partway through, figure out the Cheshbon on that. Then we start saying Slichos. Then we have Rosh Hashanah, then Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and then Yom Kippur. There's also a build-up. It's good to, you know, to ease into things, to get in the mood, slowly but surely, a spring training before the season. So too, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we also have this build-up. We want to be able to focus on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which we all know is not an easy thing to really feel. It's an avelos yeshana, it's an old avelos. We're so far removed from it. So our chazal was smart. They want us to be able to observe Tisha B'Av, not just to say the words, to feel it on some level. So they gave us different layers of build-up to get to Tisha B'Av. So normally a Shavua Shechal Bo is, it's the week right before Tisha B'Av. You should feel it, you know, upping the heat, one other madrega. But we only do that in a year, let's say, when Tisha B'Av is on Thursday. So Shavua Shechal Bo means post-Shabbos, let's turn up the heat. But in a year where you're only going to observe Tisha B'Av on Sunday, like this year, there's a different reason why there's no Shavua Shechal Bo. Because we're going to take a break. We're going to have a hefsek on Shabbos. The whole purpose of Shavua Shechal Bo is to turn up the heat to go directly into a Tisha B'Av. So the week, let's say where Tisha B'Av's on Thursday, so from Sunday to Thursday, we'll turn up the heat until you get Thursday to Tisha B'Av, then you really feel it. But in this year, what are you going to do? We'll turn up the heat Sunday through Friday, and then Shabbos you have a break, and then Sunday you have Tisha B'Av. It doesn't work. So maybe that's why Achronim say that everyone will agree this year there's no din lahalacha of Shavua Shechal Bo, because either way we're going to take a break when it comes to Shabbos. So where does that leave us? It leaves us a lot of interesting ideas, but it still seems that there's a machlokes perhaps in this chakira, and definitely the Rashba is one who takes the opinion, when's the 10th of Av? Is the 10th of Av, is that the day after we're just pushing off the fast to the 10th? Or no, it's really today. And that's what the Rashba takes, that second opinion. It's really today, and a bar mitzvah boy with an absolute chiyuv to fast. One other marmokum in this discussion, what's the halacha of somebody who has a bris milah for his child on the 10th of Av this year? Okay? Mark your calendars. Tisha B'Av's on a Sunday. You know anyone going into labor the week before on Sunday? That might be a Tisha B'Av bris or a 10th of Av bris. What happens there? So if you look in the back of your sheets by Oz Vav, He writes, Tespa'av Shecholios B'Shabbos, this year, when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, it's quite annoying. The halachas of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos come up in five different simanim, and you have to collect them all. It would be nice if they put them all together. But anyway, Tespa'av Shecholios B'Shabbos, V'Nidchol Yom Echad, gets pushed off to Sunday, Bala Bris Mesbal Mincha, Mibod Yom, you could have an early Mincha, V'Rochit, and here's the big line, V'Inu Misham Taniso. He doesn't fast, he doesn't have to make it up. He got a freebie. If your kid is getting a bris this year, Sunday the 10th, you don't fast, it's a holiday for you, and you don't make it up. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Avomchal Mila B'Tespa of Shlo Nidcha, if your kid's bris meal will be on the 9th, like any other year, Sarach L'Hashem Matinus. In that case, you have to make it up. Why should that be? Why is there a difference if I'm making a bris last year on the 9th of Av, or this year on the observance of the 10th? I'll tell you what the difference must be. It must be the fast is real on the 9th. And when we fast on the 10th, it's just a makeup anyway. So you don't have to make up a makeup. If you happen to have a bris for your kid on the 10th, there's no need to make it up. Because the 10th anyway is a makeup. So too you find in halacha. Let's say someone's sick.
Are your guests also allowed to eat?
Interesting. There is a limitation for a few in the inner circle, which will have a heter, to see what qualifies as the inner circle. But... It works out well. But right, she doesn't have to fast. So you have this halacha also in terms of a person who's like not deathly ill, but someone who's sick. So would you fast on the 10th of Av or not? Do you have to make it up? Do you fast? In general, if you fast in general in such a case, and we're more mako in a case where Tisha B'Av is a nidcha. Halacha l'maisa are more mako. So seemingly that points to the other side of the equation. That Tisha B'Av is a day that we just push it off. So why is it that's so, and that would seemingly argue with what we brought before from the Rashba. Right? It's not Mustavar that the Rashba would argue on these halachas. These are halachas which have basis in the Gemara. So it's actually a question on the Rashba. How could the Rashba say we're really setting up on the 10th if we know, this was really mentioned before, if we know that there are halachas we're makel on, like this year when Tisha B'Av's on the 10th, when we're makel for people not making up the fast, we're makel for sick people, that seemingly points to the idea the fast was really yesterday and the 9th, and we're just pushing it off till today.
Who says they set up the 10th the same way they set up the 9th? Why would they? They could say that the 9th has this set of rules, and if you don't have it on the 9th, they have the 10th, this set of rules.
Oh. So the one angle, perhaps, the one could start room to answer such a thing, if you make up a third side. That there's something a little bit between. They changed it to the 10th, but not completely as if it will be the fast of the 9th. Could be. Perhaps I'll be Miyash of the Rashba. I'd like to just end with one other aspect, which is very interesting. I found it in the Sefer in the bottom over here. We know the Pasuk in Zechariah that it guarantees us that La'asid Lavo, when Mashiach comes, Tisha B'Av will turn into a Yomtif. Tisha B'Av will be a Moed. In fact, that's the reason we do not say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Mr. Vinon, you knew that? No Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Why? Tisha B'Av is a Moed. You don't say Avinu Malkeinu. It's a different type of fast. Don't say Tachanun. Now, they have an interesting Shaila. So, right. If Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, so then when are we making this holiday? Shabbos, Sunday, when's this holiday that we're making? So, okay, you want to say we do both? So, I found there's a Chassam Sofer in Parshas Devarim, Chassam Sofer Al Torah, which says if we're going to change Tisha B'Av into a Yontif, hey, Shabbos doesn't count. We're already eating on Shabbos. If we're going to change Tisha B'Av into a Yontif, that means Sunday is going to be a day of merriment, simcha. Shabbos doesn't count. The Shagish Aryeh felt, no, that will be Shabbos. I'll tell you another interesting nafka mina. Another thing they bring. What happens if Tisha B'Av comes on Motzi Shabbos? Now, I remember years ago as a kid, my parents would take me to Rabbi Reisman in Flatbush, because his famous Navi Sher. Many people, you watch it all over the world. So Rabbi Reisman used to joke. He said, during the winter Shabbosim, there's enough time for people to come to my shir and go to the movies afterwards. He said, on the short Motzei Shabbos, in the summertime, clock changes, that's when you separate the men from the boys. You know, who's coming to the shir, who's going to the movies. So, building on that theme, I heard him say that. Building on that theme, you know, if Tisha B'Av came on a Motzei Shabbos, if Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, you know, Mashiach came, you might have to gather the people, Me'arba Kanfos Aretz, you know, it's Saturday Night Live, where is everyone going to be? Gather everyone together. But I saw Eli Baruch Finkel has a question. So if Tisha B'Av comes out, if Mashiach comes on a Motzei Shabbos, that means Shabbos was the ninth. Do we still owe a fast day? If you say Tisha B'Av is removed, like the Rashba says, and set up on Sunday, so Mashiach got in, Motzei Shabbos, took away our Tisha B'Av, we're all good. But if he waited to come till after Shabbos, it already was the ninth. So we have to push it off. They can say, Rabbi. Mashiach is here. What's the idea of a fast? So
it would have to be Monday.
So right. He brings from a Gemara in Tainis that where Chazal was set up a fast, the Gemara talks there about many fasts they made for rain and this, even where the reason behind it is no longer applicable, but once the fast was set up, then you have to keep it. So maybe on Sunday itself we'll be partying, there'll be no time for fast. But maybe Monday, after all that eating and partying, we would have a fast to make it up. Bezal Hashem, we should all be zocha, whether it's on Motzei Shabbos or whatever, to see Mashiach come speedily in our times. Thank you very much.
A reminder, next week we'll have